This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirming it's issuing fines to illegal immigrants who've taken sanctuary in U.S. churches. This woman says she's already been fined nearly $500,000 after she started living in an Ohio church back in 2017.
They know where I am. They know I am here in the church taking sanctuary. I don't know why they send them to me this letter.
The agency says it can legally fine immigrants who have an order to leave the country. They can fine them nearly $800 for every day they've refused to comply. The only Republican lawmaker to call for President Trump's impeachment now leaving the party. In an op-ed in today's Washington Post, five-term Michigan Congressman Justin Amash says he's declaring his independence and rejecting partisan loyalties. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling recently against the Trump administration's hopes of putting a citizenship question on the census. But this morning, President Trump tweets the administration is still looking for a way to include such a question. He says, quote, "It's so important for our country that the very simple and basic 'Are you a citizen of the U.S.' question be allowed." Besides the first ever Salute to America celebration on the National Mall as ordered by President Trump to mark the 4th of July today, the 39th annual A Capital Fourth will also air live tonight on PBS from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol Building. It's going to feature Vanessa Williams singing America the Beautiful.
I hope the audience takes away a sense of pride and being thankful that they are Americans.
And the annual events featuring fireworks in the skies above Boston and New York City are also on the schedule. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Major League Baseball's Los Angeles Angels and police in Texas are very upset at a newspaper report that suggested that Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs might have died of opioid abuse. The 27-year-old Skaggs was found unresponsive in his hotel room on Monday when the team was in Texas to play the Rangers. The Santa Monica Observer reporting later that Skaggs may have gotten opioid prescriptions from multiple doctors who weren't aware what each other had prescribed him. Police say there's no information suggesting that Skaggs died from an overdose or suicide, and an Angels spokeswoman called the Observer story reckless. The Chicago Police Department taking some extreme measures to try to prevent another violent 4th of July weekend in the Windy City. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says over 1,500 additional cops are on patrol this weekend.
Our deployments will target areas where we expect the most people to be gathering, such as the beaches, lakefronts, and parks. Officers will also increase patrols through the city's many vibrant neighborhoods.
10 people were killed and dozens were wounded in shootings last year over an extended July 4th weekend in Chicago. And the makers of Bluebell ice cream say a viral video showing a woman licking a tub of ice cream then putting it back in the freezer was taken at a Walmart in Lufkin, Texas. And they have found the woman and charges are expected to be filed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
well, happy Independence Day, America, our 243rd, and who would have thought, huh? Hey, with us is the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. We're talking Bruce Kaufman joins us now. Bruce, how you doing, buddy? Happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you, Bill, and I'm doing just fine on this wonderful day.
Hey, what a great day as we continue to fight the good fight of independence and the American idea in spite of the political chaos.
Yes, that is an ongoing fight. It's been going on since the turn of the 20th century, actually. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, we are the greatest nation ever created, Bill, but we're not the same nation that the founding fathers created. And one of the reasons for that, and you and I have talked about this before, is that there's been a reversal of the priorities that the founding fathers put into the three branches of the government. Mm-hmm. The legislative branch was always supposed to be the first among equals branch. That's the way Madison created it when he wrote the Virginia Plan on which the Constitution is based. Because the legislative branch is the branch most beholden to us, the sovereign people.
Mm-hmm.
So they are the ones who are supposed to be passing legislation creating public policy. Second in line is the executive branch, because they are also indirectly through the Electoral College elected by the people. So the president has, when legislation comes to the president, he can veto it. He can sign it into law. If he vetoes it, then he sends it back to the Congress with his reasons why he objected to the bill. And Congress has three choices: incorporate his objections into the bill, vote to override his veto, or just let the bill die.
Right.
So those two branches are the two top two, because they are elected by the people, so they should be the ones that have the priority over the people and have priority to most beholden to the people, and therefore they should have the priority in making public policy. The judicial branch is supposed to basically confine itself to ruling on the constitutionality of laws. But today, and we've talked about this, the executive branch is beginning to use executive orders to make public policy, and the judicial branch, their rulings from the bench are also making public policy, and that to me is a problem.
Oh, this has gotten worse, as you say, and this has been happening, you know, for decades now. And when is enough enough on this, Bruce?
Yeah, that is, when is enough enough? Well, part of the problem, of course, Bill, is that Congress is somewhat abdicating their responsibilities. If you're a member of Congress and a law comes to you that says, I don't know, we're going to need to clean the air, so it's an air quality law, you're going to anger some very powerful constituencies. You'll anger the coal industry because it's the dirtiest fossil fuel. You'll anger the railroad industry because more than half of their cargo these days is coal being shipped to other countries such as China, India, and so on. So if you know that if you pass that law, vote to pass that law, you're going to anger two constituencies that are going to be very mad at you and might work to make sure you're not reelected. So what do? You make sure that the language in that law is so vague that when it's passed and it goes to the Environmental Protection Agency, they will interpret that vague language any way they want in the rules and regulations that they create enforcing that law. So we've basically, Congress has basically shifted the responsibility to one of the regulatory branches of the government, and the bureaucrats in the Environmental Protection Agency couldn't care less because they're not elected and nobody knows who they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, some have thought, Bruce, and this has been an ongoing discussion, and in fact, we just had a conversation with Jim DeMint last week and again this week. Term limits. Term limits would go a long way in minimizing some of this damage, because if we took the focus of being reelected off the table, would that alter the support and representation that we're getting?
Yeah. The Founding Fathers had a huge debate during the Constitutional Convention over whether to establish term limits. Those who wanted it for just the reason that you just mentioned. Those who didn't want it thought, okay, but what if the guy is a very wise, experienced congressman who's done a really nice job and the voters actually want to reelect him, but they can't? It's a back and forth on that, but you're right. If there were term limits, then Congress would have a certain amount of independence that they could exercise in the laws that they pass. You're right.
Well, there's nobody, on the field of play that could replace anyone. I mean, that someone is so irreplaceable, Bruce.
We
get into this elitism that follows that kind of logic, and here it is. This is the 21st century America that we have today that the people are being misrepresented.
Yeah, I agree with that, Bill, but I also think that, if the people actually want some guy, and yet the term limits say that they can't reelect them, then that's sort of a denial of the people's sovereignty. But again, there are good arguments on both sides. And I do agree with you that were there term limits, then there would be more political independence among the members of Congress, and therefore they would not be abdicating their responsibility the way they are today.
Well, Bruce, this country started with a revolution, and it's been suggested for quite a while that America is way past due for another one. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking about picking up guns and doing this, but in much the same way as there was, initially, a revolution of thought and mindset and possibility. That's what ignited this idea and this dream that 243 years later we're living. But clearly, I don't think it takes a genius to look at it, as you pointed out a moment ago, to see how we are missing the mark. We've just kind of let this go along and think that somehow it's going to heal itself. But we're expecting the government, in essence, to do brain surgery on itself. And it's so entrenched and the bureaucracy is so locked in that I think it's untenable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in terms of a second revolution of thought and idea, I think you're absolutely right, Bill. Jefferson and Adams, as you know, had this wonderful correspondence before they died. It lasted about 14 years. They had been enemies. They had not spoken to each other in 12 years after Jefferson defeated Adams for president. But then Adams started in 1812, he wrote a letter to Jefferson saying, "You and I ought not to die until we explain ourselves to each other." And so they had this wonderful correspondence right up until they died. The last letter that Jefferson wrote Adams, he said, "Here is what I am most proud about the Declaration of Independence, that it inspired the people to break free from the chains that had bound them to a government, basically the British Parliament and the monarchy under King George III, that was based not on freedom and recognition of their God-given rights and their sovereignty, but were a denial of them." And so what he was most proud of was that there was a revolution in thought that the Declaration of Independence inspired, which is why we declared our independence and fought a war for independence so that we could create an independent nation in which the people were sovereign. Absolutely.
And look what's happened historically. You know, how we have served the body politic, we the people, nations around the world. And clearly, the hand of God has been upon the founding of this country. And, and for several decades now, as we've moved into this postmodern era, we've turned our back on God. And as Ronald Reagan said, that, if a country is no longer under God, they're soon to, in other words, go under themselves. And I'm wondering, and this has been predicted for quite a while, how long can God put up with this?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Yes, the Declaration of Independence is very clear that our rights are endowed by our Creator. They're not given to us by a government. They're endowed by God, our Creator, and therefore they are sacrosanct and no government can take them away.
Well, it's going to be up to we the people to take a stand, Bruce, and to really, you know, regain. I mean, I think President Trump made it clear he was turning the reins of government back into the hands of we the people. But we the people, you know, just like, you know, some of the slaves that when they were first freed, they weren't sure what to do with it. Maybe we need to learn a lesson here.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Xenon programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Martinez live.
Fresh and independent we are. I am Bill Martinez. We're back with you celebrating this 4th of July with our favorite historian, Bruce Kaufman, the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, and author. Bruce, what are you guys going to be doing for 4th of July?
My wife and I and one of our daughters are going to a party that my very good friend Nigel Morris is having. Although it's supposed to rain most of the day here, so they're scrambling to figure out how to do the party inside.
Yeah, find a big umbrella, do whatever it is that you can do.
Right.
I got to say, I think I may have mentioned this to you, and we often talk about this, that there are key times in the year, I believe, that we should be reminded to read the Declaration of Independence and U.S. Constitution. And I'm apprehending and appropriating Charles Krautheimer's idea. And what we're going to do, a group of us are going to go out to a party. We're in South Florida, so no fear of rain right now, I'm told. It's going to be just plenty of heat and sunshine. But we're going to read the U.S. Constitution in much the same way as Charles Krautheimer, in his honor. And I thought it was a great idea what he did with his group. In fact, Juan Williams had shared that one time he was there for 4th of July. And that's what they did. They just passed the U.S. Constitution around, and each took a turn in reading part of the Constitution. And we're going to do that. So I'm looking forward to that. Unlike in D.C., where everybody, you know, half the people are revved up against, President Trump's celebration. You know, the incivility of some of the elected officials, you know, claiming that Trump's doing this out of ego and, you know, no patriotism, no consideration for patriotism whatsoever, but that this is, you know, this is a despot on steroids, so to speak. This rhetoric has got to stop. And, these, especially from these elected officials, Bruce, I mean, to me, it's irresponsible.
Yeah. Does anybody really, I mean, you see a military parade in Russia, okay, in Moscow. That is a warning to the people that we are a military, that the military is so powerful that you, and our government is a dictatorship. You can't mess with us, and we have the military, we have the tanks, we have the missiles to enforce our rule. That's not the case in the United States. Does anybody think that if there are tanks rolling down Constitution Avenue today, that is a sign that we are a military dictatorship and you better not mess with us? It's ridiculous.
Exactly. But, that's what they choose to do because if they're, antipathy, towards Donald Trump. And it's just getting old. And here we are. I mean, according to Gallup's latest poll, Bruce, I mean, you've got we're less than 50% of America, considers themselves to be patriotic. And the group that's dragging that down clearly are the Democrats. I mean, they're 20%. Republicans, 70%. That's about where Republicans have been. And conservatives, about 70, 75%. So that's been pretty static. But it's the Democrats that are bailing out of, the whole idea. So what are we going to go to? These 4th of July parties and all the Democrats are going to stay home or something? Well, what's all that about?
I don't know, but you're right. I mean, Bill, we've talked about this before. The Democrats, the liberal Democrats have got an entirely different idea of what kind of country this should be than the founding fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, I mean, that's been going on since the progressives at the turn of the 20th century when, they're thinking this, that the Constitution is outdated, outmoded, and that it has to be flexible. It has
right.
to be flexible enough to, be in congruence with, whatever our varying social, moral, societal attitudes are.
Exactly.
And beliefs are. And that's such a different country than the one the founding fathers created, in which the Constitution is, our instruction manual, how to carry out our mission statement. Our mission statement is that we are endowed by our Creator with life, unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights were created to carry that out. But those rights are set in stone. They're not flexible. We have rights that are God-given, and when you're God-given rights, they don't change.
Right. And this is why the judiciary is so important, Bruce, to call balls and strikes on these particular issues, that when there are clear violations, then they need to be there and throw the penalty flag out, not reinterpret, not activate, not create laws from the bench.
Right, which is what they're doing. And that's
exactly.
That's one of the things that really bothers me.
Well, you started to talk about, again, our rights coming from God and not from man. And there was something that you wanted to focus on in this last segment. We just didn't have time, but I wanted to give you time now to talk about in terms of the closing statement of the Declaration of Independence and how sincere our founding fathers were and how focused they were in understanding that our rights were God-given.
Yeah, and so this is one of my favorite parts about the Declaration of Independence. The original draft that Thomas Jefferson wrote, the closing sentence in that draft was, "And for the support of this declaration, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred trust." The rest of the delegates, or the rest of the members of that Congress thought, wait a minute. You've just said in the declaration that our unalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness was endowed by our Creator, given to us by God. Those are God-given rights. So we're going to add an edit. We're going to add an extra sentence to that close. So today, if you read the Declaration of Independence, here is the last sentence. "And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." In other words, with God on our side, how can we go wrong?
Exactly. Well, Peggy Noonan wrote an interesting op-ed in today's Wall Street Journal, you know, really citing the miracle of this great American idea. You know, she questioned whether it was an idea, a dream, and that sort of thing. And whatever it is that you want to call it, I often say that we're like, you know, millions of people blindfolded, filling different parts of the elephant. And patriotism means different things. But at the end of the day, it does mean that the e pluribus unum, that we do focus on that which is good and right for all, and that we are in concert, at least I would say in spirit, in concert with this God-given right, this miracle called the Great American Experiment.
Absolutely, Bill. And that's one of the great things about Independence Day is not just to remind that this was the birth of our nation, but to remind all of us that we are E pluribus unum, as you say. We are one nation. We are one family. Okay, this whole movement of group rights, the group rights pale in comparison to our individual rights. It's our understanding of our mutual individual rights, our in common individual rights that all of us as Americans have, that is the daily reminder, that is, you know, the annual reminder on the 4th of July. That's what we are. We are all Americans. We might be different in our religion, in our ethnicity, and our skin color, and all of those things, and our political beliefs. But we are still all Americans.
But I would also say, by the same token, Bruce, when you want to be like Antifa and go and do harm to your fellow citizen, that is not being American,
no.
And that needs to be called out for, and justice needs to be exercised. As noted in our Constitution and in the rules of law, you cannot take advantage, you know, in much the same way that you cannot be in a theater and yell fire when a fire is not taking place. You cannot do, you know, the equivalent of that out in the streets of America and do harm. Are you moving for the greater good of all concern, or is it just about you and it is the rule of law for a small minority? You know, our founding fathers never intended it to be that way. They intended it to be a level playing field for all, and where there is injustice, and there has been, there's no question. Nobody's claiming perfection here. We're still a work in progress, but we cannot give up the fight. Whether it's Martin Luther King or others that have, you know, fought that good fight, you know, long throughout our history, in that spirit, we need to continue to, you know, fortify what our founding fathers had intended for all of us, in understanding that it is by God's grace and mercy that we even have the United States of America.
Absolutely, Bill. One of the great things that Alexis de Tocqueville, who wrote probably the greatest book on America, what he said was that what is so unique about America is not necessarily its individual philosophy; it's that it knows how to correct its mistakes.
Yes.
And that's one thing. And you're right. We are not perfect, but we have throughout our history been correcting our mistakes. We had a focus on it. And again, Antifa, that's a group. That's not loyalty to our country. That's loyalty to a group. And that's the problem. Group rights do not take precedence over our individual rights as Americans.
Well, we need to know what we stand for. And this has been part of the problem, because we have, in essence, we've disconnected from those moorings that have been sound principles in the past. Bruce Kaufman, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Happy 4th of July.
July 1st through the 7th, Quantum Nutrition Labs is holding our largest sale of the year. 35% off when you buy three or more of any dietary supplements. Multivitamins, calcium, vegetarian proteins, fermented organic turmeric, and over 100 other dietary supplements all on sale. When you buy three or more, you get 35% off. This July 1st through the 7th only. Call 888-588-7578. 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirming it's issuing fines to illegal immigrants who've taken sanctuary in U.S. churches. This woman says she's already been fined nearly $500,000 after she started living in an Ohio church back in 2017.
They know where I am. They know I'm here in the church taking sanctuary. I don't know why they send them to me this letter.
The agency says it can legally fine immigrants who have an order to leave the country. They can fine them nearly $800 for every day they've refused to comply. The only Republican lawmaker to call for President Trump's impeachment now leaving the party. In an op-ed in today's Washington Post, five-term Michigan Congressman Justin Amash says he's declaring his independence and rejecting partisan loyalties. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there for you. Hey, the question on this 4th of July Independence Day is, do we still have the same religious freedoms as we did in 1776? Well, Bruce Hosconnect is with us. He's focused on the family judicial analyst, and he's got the answers. Bruce, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Happy 4th of July to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so answer the big question. Are we better off today than we were back in 1776?
We are definitely not better off today than we were in 1776. It's sort of a good news, bad news, good news again type story when you look
right
at it from where we were, where we are, where we could be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the bottom line before we dive into details.
Well, we definitely lost sight. Like any vision, it has to be one that's apprehended. It was in 1776. There was a lot of motivation there with the founding fathers and the early patriots because they came from a rather oppressive, religious oppressive society. And this was something that they really was a deal breaker for them. I mean, they wanted to make sure that this new country, this new experiment was going to allow for freedom of religious expression, right?
Exactly right. And, you know, the Declaration of Independence starts out right away by talking about the laws of nature, and nature is God. Mm-hmm. And the inalienable rights that are granted to men from their creator, the whole country's foundation was based on a religious foundation, Christianity in particular.
Right.
So, you know, you fast forward even to the creation of the Constitution, the First Amendment, drafted 1789, ratified in 1791. By John Adams' time, and, you know, he's the one with the famous quote that the Constitution was made only for a religious and moral people.
Exactly.
And is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. So they all knew, the founders were very astute, that you can't found a democracy, a republic, on the order of what they created without.
And through all that the country went through, Bruce, I mean, there's repeated references to the hand of divine providence being upon the institution of this idea. I mean, when you think about what they started with was really a blank sheet of paper, a lot of emotions and different ideas, but let's put it all together. And what does a government of, for, and by we the people look like?
Yeah, the going back to the Declaration again, you know, it says that governments are formed to secure the rights that they had mentioned, the inalienable rights we got from God.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, over history, we have since forgotten where our inalienable rights come from. That's a kind of a slippery slope that took us 200 years to fall down.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've gotten to the welfare state, and we're fairly used to looking to the government to solve all of our problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then we conclude quite naturally that the government must be the one that grants us our rights. And you add on top of that the separation of church and state arguments that mm-hmm. have infected our constitutional laws and cases for half a century, and the sexual revolution on top of that, and abortion, and you have a situation where religious freedom is looked more as something that is a post-constitutional issue. We are a post-Christian nation, supposedly,
mm-hmm.
and so let's get rid of religious freedom. It's an annoyance. It's an impediment to progress.
And exactly.
That's where we're at.
Right. Sadly, when Barack Obama had made the announcement to America that we were no longer a Christian nation, it was quite shocking, as you'll recall. But the fact of the matter is we had been moving more and more in that direction for 100 years previous, all on the heels of the species of man and Darwinism. You know, it kind of gave atheists an opportunity, and those that wanted us to give up the God of this country for this new God, the God, small God of government. And this seemed to give them place, and they have been progressing ever since then. It wasn't like something that just happened a couple of decades ago.
Right. That's why today we have bakers and florists and videographers and photographers being fined hundreds of thousands of dollars simply for saying, no, I can't participate in that same-sex marriage ceremony because it goes against my religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of a mm-hmm. symptom of the disease.
Exactly. Even the nuns of the poor have no safety. They're attacked as well. And so, you know, here we are, Bruce. So what do we do? I mean, Focus on the Family has been infamous. They've been a fighter, a defender for family and for God and country, you know, ever since its inception. And there's other organizations the same way. But, you know, barring something of a miracle, I would say a revival where the hearts of men are challenged so directly and truthfully, we're going to continue down this road. I mean, we're living out the book of Judges, you know, where man sees things according to their own eyes, and it's more of that and less of seeing it God's way.
Yes. Exactly. I think you're exactly right on there. The good news is that our founders gave us such a good foundation with the words they wrote that have guided this nation, even though we've given up on them to mm-hmm. a large extent. it gives us a basis by which we can teach our children the correct basis for governing. And that's our hope. One is education of our little ones, praying for this country, and three, just being true to the gospel and resisting governmental efforts to simply shunt us aside or try to lock us up in the four walls of the church, quite literally.
Yeah, right. Well, I think that, you know, as you mentioned earlier, our founding fathers had the idea, and that is that, in a sense, you know, godly principles are innate to us. They're wired into our DNA, as to the point that we, when we see the truth, it's undeniable. I mean, you have to really, really sear your conscience and reject the truth, bold face, you know, to get to the point of where these progressives would want you to end up. And like you, I have confidence in God's creation to have the courage at the appointed time to stand up against this movement that would say that God doesn't matter anymore, and it's time to exchange the capital G God with a small G God of government.
I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, the one thing about this slide that we're in towards secularism and anti-Christianity is that it's descending into a farce. You know, we have people denying that there are two sexes and that you can be anything you want to be, except for homosexuality, which is innate, and you were born with that and you can't ever change. And we can't allow people to try to help you change. There are so many contradictions that the moral standard or code that's been imposed on us by a secular society at this moment is collapsing on itself, and we want to be there with the right answer when people start looking for what happened and how do we fix it, how do we get back to our origins. And that's where Christians need to be ready and educated and ready to step in and fight for a return to those values that our founders built this country on.
Because we have to remember what we're doing it for. You know, this is God's will. You know, it's His kingdom to come. And whose side are we going to be on? Are we going to be on the side of death or life or those things that are godly and good? Or are we going to be for man's interpretation of what is good, small g? Well, Bruce, again, I thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. Happy 4th of July. I know it's going to be a great time of celebration for you and your family and for everybody there at Focus on the Family. Again, thank you so much for all that you do to contribute for this good fight of faith and for the souls of mankind. Where can they go for more information, Bruce?
Yes, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com and look for social issues. We have a new brand for our social issues page. We call it The Daily Citizen, and you can find us on Facebook under that name and on Twitter.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Oh, Rockets red glare, huh? I hope it's a 4th July to bring in all 4th of July. It's a safe one, a sane one, and also a one where you can reconnect with your patriotic roots. There's no question that seems to be in doubt these days, and we've got with us an award-winning songwriter, Karen Sokolov-Javits, joins us now. And we're going to ring in America's Independence Day with a 4th of July song that she's created that's has been quite the buzz all over the Internet. It's gone viral, and it's good fun amongst her other talented things that she's been known for. And Karen's diverse creations include songs about exercising, celebrities, holidays, political figures, babies, children, math, patriotism, love, and family. And we're going to play her song here in just a moment, but I want to bring her on. Karen, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I love your song. We're going to play it for everybody here in just a moment. You know, as I was just suggesting here, boy, I think for the first time that I can ever remember in my lifetime that our country has been so, divided, but here it is, and the thing is, there's a clear party distinction, I mean, and which, you know, says something, because the Republicans have pretty much held their ground in terms of level of patriotic commitment. And they're at about 70%. Democrats, shockingly, I mean, this really shocked me. They're at 20%. And that's why we've got less than 50% of America, and why this patriotic, trajectory is lower than it's ever been. I mean, it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It's just so disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is when you think about this great experiment, what we've been able to experience for 243 years. But I think that along the way here, Karen, and America has a way of writing itself. I think this is, you know, a phase that we're going through. And as I've been saying on the show for quite a while, sometimes you have to fall off the roof to realize that gravity still is in play, right?
Yes, very true, very true.
Yeah.
But,
so,
yeah.
Go ahead. So the song, the 4th of July song, so what inspired you outside of Red, White, and Blue?
Well, it's actually for a musical of mine called Love at the Café. There's a scene that takes place on July 4th. Mm-hmm. But since I wrote it, I have updated it because I thought it was important to bring in other aspects of it. And, you know, it's kind of educational a little bit, the Jefferson, Franklin, whatever. I just added some parts to make it closer to my heart and mean more to everybody.
Well, and as you mentioned, educational, I think that people are maybe realizing that there has been a disconnect from education and understanding, you know, about our country, the founding fathers, and, you know, things that surprisingly people are going, wow, I didn't know that. How come I didn't learn that in school is mm-hmm. often what you hear these days, right?
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Right.
And I think the musical Hamilton piqued people's interest, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It did mine. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it did. Certainly there was a little bit of political spin on it, which I thought was a little unfortunate. And if it was just the play, that's fine. But,
right.
you know, the activism, I mean, it kind of turned me off, frankly. And, you know, we were supposed to go to New York. And I thought, gosh, you know, it's not fun anymore. And I love New York at Christmas time. I mean, it's my favorite time of the year and favorite place to be. But we decided, well, we'll invest our money somewhere else where I think our money can be more appreciated. And, you know, we'll let this phase, you know, pass through Broadway, however long it takes. And, you know, I'll catch the theater in other places, but just won't be New York, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. So anyway, so I'm going to let you introduce the song. So introduce your 4th of July song, if you would.
Okay. It's the 4th of July. Anyway, I hope everyone likes it. It's a great day today, and we need to celebrate our country, and that's why I wrote the song.
Well, that's your cue, Brad. Hit it up. Let's go. A mentor used to say, or my old program director and mentor out of Los Angeles, California, he'd say, Bill, you know when it works is when it elicits a positive emotional response. And this song elicits that at a time when it's most needed. Karen Javits, what a wonderful song. And a little bit about Karen. I mean, she knows what she's doing. I mean, she's written 15 albums. She is, as she referenced, has co-written, 4 musicals, of which this song was part of one, as you can hear all over. And, she's also raised over $350,000 for national and local charities with her original music. And I caught by accident last night another song you did about the all the Democrats running for president, which is fun too.
Thank you, Bill. Yes, I have to do my satirical songs, right? Also.
Well, yeah, well, it's good. It's a good touch. And, you know, 4th of July, is a special time for this country. Our 23rd birthday, here we are. And, how much fun is that? So, you know, what are you gonna do?
Well, I'm visiting my children. So we're just gonna have fun and go find some fireworks today. And we're gonna appreciate the country that we live in.
Well, excellent. Now, what other music? I mentioned you've done the one on the presidents. What other music are you working on, Karen?
There's a lot of people I've admired in my life. One was Princess Diana. I have a whole musical about her. And I just like to do songs about current events. You know, when it hits me, like the president's song.
Right.
And, and it just, you know, when it that's what you have to do when you're inspired, and that's when you write.
Mm-hmm. So President Trump didn't invite you to come down to the White House and, you know, drive one of the tanks around the hood there or anything like that?
Well, I was waiting for his invitation, but it's lost in the mail.
Well, I'm sure it is. Yeah, it probably is, along with mine, too, because I'd co-pilot with you. And although it's tough for me, getting down in those tanks, I'm a bit claustrophobic. I remember one time when I was in the Marine Corps at Camp Pendleton, California, I had to do this video, instructional video of all things on, you know, tanks and operations and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my goodness, I needed therapy because, you know, a lot of the shooting went down in the tanks. And I'm going, man, I'm sweating bullets here, you know, because I'm not real comfortable in these tight confines,
right.
You know. But
what are you doing today, Bill?
Well, besides being on the radio and celebrating with you and remembering, you know, what patriotism is all about and kind of encouraging people to, you know, go back to their roots and appreciate the red, white, and blue. With all this controversy, I mean, you know, people can't go out and just, we can't watch soccer anymore just for the love of soccer. We've got to have all this political activism. You can't even go buy tennis shoes anymore that are red, white, and blue because the Betsy Ross flag is on them. And I'm going, well, wait a minute. We have the Betsy Ross flag at inaugurations. I mean, Barack Obama is... His second, the Betsy Ross flag was there. I mean, did he miss the memo or something? All of a sudden, everybody is so easily offended. But a bunch of friends of ours, we're getting together and having, you know, which is going to be a lengthy day, 8 hours of hanging around and celebrating. And one of the things that we're going to do, and I told them, I said, we're appropriating Charles Krautheimer's tradition on his family. And that is we're all going to go around and read a portion of the U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Just go around. And I just think that, and I've often said this on the show, Karen, is that we should reconnect with those two important and significant documents that anytime, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, anytime you get together as a group, 4th of July especially, is a perfect time to read the U.S. Constitution, because I question of the 330 million citizens that we have here in this country, how many have actually read the Declaration of Independence once?
Yeah, you're right. What a great idea, Bill, to do that.
Well, you know, we can thank Charles Krautheimer because I'm stealing that from him. So his legacy continues to live on. Karen, as we wrap things up, where can they go to find your music?
You can go on cdbaby.com. You can go to YouTube. I have over 100 YouTube. And you go to Spotify.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.